AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Investigators are looking into whether the gunman who killed 8 people and wounded 7 others at an outlet mall in Texas this weekend was motivated by domestic violent extremist ideals. Our Omar Villafranca is there.
Stephen Spainhauer raced to the scene to help after his son told him about the shooting. Spainhauer says he tried to help several people, including a child, but the little girl was dead.
It was a war zone there. There's no other way to describe it. There's no way these people could have survived the assault of those weapons.
The Allen Premium Outlet Mall was packed with shoppers getting ready for summer. Now, the affluent suburb is hurting after being added to the growing list of American cities that were the site of the latest mass shooting.
Brownsville, Texas police say a driver rammed into a crowd outside a migrant shelter, killing at least 8 people and injuring about 10 others.
It's a gruesome scene at the bus stop outside of the Ozanam shelter in Brownsville. Police investigator Martin Sandoval says at 8:30 Sunday morning, a Range Rover plowed into the crowd.
Some of them are migrants, along with some of the injured.
Sandoval says at this time they don't know the cause of the accident.
It could be intoxication, it could be just an accidental one, or it could be intentional. At no point the Brownsville Police Department has stated that it's intentional.
The driver was arrested on a reckless driving charge. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Well, next month, the U.S. will reach the limit of its borrowing authority and must either raise the debt ceiling or risk financial calamity. Congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Time is really running short. Just 3 weeks now to reach an agreement to lift the debt ceiling without tanking the economy, the stock market, and people's 401ks. This Tuesday meeting at the White House occurs with a limited number of days on the legislative calendar here in Congress. One U.S. senator tells CBS News they may have to cancel some at-home work periods and spend more time on the Senate floor to make a deal.
President Biden and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will speak Monday on a consumer protections if flights are canceled. A recent congressional report said a rise in cancellations was due to factors that the airlines are responsible for, like understaffing and maintenance issues. NASA launches 2 weather satellites into lower Earth orbit from Maya, New Zealand.
3, 2, 1.
Those satellites will observe tropical cyclones as well as hurricanes to improve weather forecasting models. NASA will eventually launch another pair of satellites to complete that mission. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice care through North Shore at Home. They're looking for compassionate individuals who want to make a difference in the lives of those they serve. If you're a CNA, licensed nurse, administrator, or business professional and want to grow your career, visit nshorehc.com/careers to find out why North Shore Healthcare is the right choice for you.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody doo.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How do we prevent another Gableman? 844-967-2789. Or I guess, worded differently, should there be, you know, when there's taxpayer investigations and taxpayers are footing the bill, should those have a little bit more oversight than they did with Gableman? I think so. I would say yes. 844-967-2789. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, considering that he was hired solely by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And he was allocated $676,000 for this investigation to uncover voter fraud and voter irregularities from the 2020 election. And after 2 years and $2 million in taxpayer money, he didn't find anything.
They did not find anything.
And he got fired.
He did get fired. He did get fired.
Shockingly, by the man who hired him, Robin Voss, because Michael Gableman campaigned for Robin Voss's primary opponent.
Oh, it's not because he didn't find anything.
No, it wasn't because he was bad at his job, apparently, because he wasn't very good at his job.
Or because the investigation wasn't going anywhere.
And didn't find anything. Yeah. So how happy are you that we spent $2 million? It's our money, taxpayer money. And do we want to change this process going forward? Oh, heck no. It worked so well this time around.
And so I think that that is the question. You know, I think, you know, you can't go back. You can't change time. What happened, happened.
True.
The money's been paid. I think it's, you know, they're like, so the funny part is some of it's salary, but some of it's lawsuits because he was so bad at like open records requests and actually keeping track of things.
And like following the law.
Yeah. Huh. But you'd think this embarrassment.
And it should be an embarrassment.
I think for a lot of people, there's obviously some people who from the get-go was like, this is embarrassing. But as it continued, I think there's also Republicans who would say, yeah, this was not a good look.
Yeah, not good.
And so you'd think moving forward, maybe we'd want to change the process. So one person couldn't unilaterally decide we're doing this and we're funding this, that maybe the entire, you know, this should be voted on by both chambers in the Assembly and the State Senate. But apparently, no, we don't. We don't want to do that.
Well,
because
why would we want to do that, Kristen?
And so a motion, and we bring this up because yesterday, a motion to add more oversight two investigations commissioned by the state legislature was voted down after being introduced by Democrats in reaction to Michael Gableman's fruitless look into purported voter fraud during the 2020 election. So the motion would have required a vote by both the Assembly and Senate to approve the hiring of investigators, but it was rejected with little discussion by Republicans who hold the majority in the legislature and on the Joint Finance Committee. And that's the thing. It's, you'd think, I mean, especially as they hold the majority, we're just saying you guys would get to vote on this.
And they hold the majority anyway.
Yeah, it's not that like all, we need over two-thirds or something. Like, the Democrats are just saying there should be more voices involved, even if the majority of those voices are Republicans, before these investigations get approved and funded, instead of just having one person saying, well, we're doing this now. And yet, no appetite to do that, apparently. The four Democrats on the committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, Senator Kelda Royce of Madison, who's going to be here at noon today, Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee, and Representative Tip McGuire of Kenosha, introduced the motion in hopes that investigations going forward would have more oversight. But apparently we don't want that, or at least Republicans in the legislature don't want that.
Because the process is working just great for them.
But is it? I mean, it's not like they had much say over it anyways. I mean, what is the... If all it was saying more, the Assembly and the Senate should vote on this, why would they vote that down? Is it to admit that Robin Voss was wrong for doing what he did? Is it further the embarrassment to acknowledge that, hey, this was mismanaged?
Ooh, you might have something there.
I mean, I don't know why else, because I feel like at this point everyone's like, yeah, that was not great. We shouldn't have done that. Nothing was found. He was a caricature of an angry, belligerent man in how he handled himself every time he had to talk in public.
Especially to women.
And it went nowhere and spent a lot of money. And so the fact that they wouldn't want more oversight on something like this is just confusing to me, especially if the roles were reversed, right? And the only reason I can come up with of why they would vote against this or like shoot down a motion so quickly and not even talk about it is we don't talk about those things.
Let's just pretend that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And move on. Let's just move on. Let's not live in the past, Kristen.
Let bygones be bygones.
Yes, forward. The motto of Wisconsin, forward.
Andy on the YouTube live stream says, how do we get a refund?
Yeah.
I don't think that's an option, Andy.
That's a really good question, Andy. You know, the best way to get a refund is to vote them out.
Yeah.
That would be the best way to get a refund.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because that is... you'd think the connection would be there as far as what is happening with the budget right now and how much popular parts of Governor Evers' budget has been ripped out. And we've talked about this throughout the week, but basically, you know, they've 500, what was it, the final count?
578.
Of the parts of Governor Evers' budget has been stripped out as they this week are trying to form what their budget will look like. And that's part of the discussion we'll have with State Senator Kelda Royce when she's on at noon. But Dan Schaefer, friend of the show, had a great op-ed in, I think he wrote it for Heartland Signal, talking about... All right, so if we break this down as far as things that are popular, Medicaid expansion, polls at 70% in Wisconsin. Paid leave, polls at 73% in Wisconsin. Lead pipe replacement, polls at 74% across Wisconsin. Marijuana legalization, 64% across Wisconsin. Those are all things that got taken out. And so I think that's sometimes where I don't understand in popular things that are very popular that more like a majority, like a gross majority, wants. And when we say things like, well, the only accountability you can have is vote them out, is it just the, you know, the 46% or whatever that are just like, well, no, I want these guys.
But it comes back to the gerrymandering. Because again, a lot of these elected officials are in seats so safe, they never have to respond to anything their constituents want. And it's been that way, certainly for the last decade, if not the last 15 years.
That's not totally true, because if you think about it, so think about when the total votes come back for assembly and state senate popular votes. And they're not 60. It's not like it's obviously not 60 and 70, because obviously, but it's still closer to 50-50. But so that means there are some Republicans who are in favor of these individual bills, right? If we think just logically, we're in a 50-50 state,
right?
Most of the time, our races for statewide come down to a couple points most of the time. But if this is actually how some of these issues are polling, that means there's a fair amount of Republicans who are then voted and are gerrymandered into those districts that I guess is just they are in favor of it, but it not in like a trade-off to other things they care more about.
Or going along with your caucus. I have to go along with...
Oh, I'm talking about voters.
Oh.
And not the actual... I'm talking about the individual constituents. There's obviously a fair amount who typically vote Republican and yet are in favor of these bills.
Right.
But are not swayed by the fact that they continue to not... The elected officials continue to not prioritize them at all.
I guess it's just they have an R behind their name.
Yeah.
Or a D. Because there are Democrats who do that too. I just going back to this Gableman thing, I still find it remarkable that they were disputing the results of an election in which they were also elected on the same ballot. And why that wasn't just pounded and pounded and pounded and pounded. If there was voter fraud, which there wasn't, I'd like to know how they affected it just in that one presidential race and not all the other races on the same ballots. It defies logic. It does. It blows my, of course. Yeah. It blows my mind. It does.
Yeah. Well, if you can find a good reason as far as why we should not give more oversight into taxpayer investigations, I would love to hear that argument. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. But when we come back, there is some good news. We have to celebrate bipartisanship when it happens.
On the rare occasions.
There is some election bills that have been proposed. They're kind of boring, but there's something.
Hey.
So we'll go through.
We will celebrate these mini victories.
Mini victories. And so we'll talk about that when we come back. But then also, at 11:30, we're giving away 4 Brewers tickets for Monday night against the Dodgers. I saw the tickets. I saw where the seats are. They're very nice. The Civic Media seats are very, very nice. They're on the club level. It's going to be against the Dodgers. So at 11:30, we're giving away those tickets with a trivia question that we talked about yesterday on the show. It may have something to do with eBay. Just prime your pump. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 46. Overnight, under cloudy skies with a chance for isolated storms. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 54. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news?
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And happy Friday.
It's so nice out.
It is so nice out. I'm actually quite jealous. So we have friends today who organized a field day for Milwaukee Excellence School, and Mike's there.
Oh, cool.
It's going from 12 till 3:30, so obviously I'm going to try to get to the end of it after the show. But Milwaukee Excellence is a charter school in Milwaukee, and there is like soccer and basketball and dodgeball, flag football, and like all the kids are going to play. And all the students are going to leave with Adidas goodie bags.
Oh, cool.
And so a bunch of our friends are volunteering and doing that today. And I was bummed that I will not be there, but they could not have a more perfect day for it.
Hopefully tomorrow will be equally nice. The Waukesha Farmers Market kicks off tomorrow, starting at 8 a.m. And if you're going to be at the Waukesha Farmers Market tomorrow, make sure you stop at the WAUK booth. Our very own, the wonderful, the one and only Johnny Watermullen will be there. He will have some treats, and he will be there to chat. And make sure you stop by and say hi.
It's so funny. So this morning, this is just a name anecdote. So this morning, Todd Elba called Mike Sampson Mark.
Okay.
So I texted him and I said, "It's Mike, not Mark." And he goes, "Oh, sorry." So, because he was congratulating us on the baby. But then that's probably karma for the fact that what did Mike, Mike had referred to Johnny as, I think it was like grapefruit or something like that. He called him some, I feel like every time he refers to Johnny, it's some other fruit last name that it's like, no, it's watermelon.
It's watermolen.
It's watermolen. But he doesn't really correct you when you say watermelon.
No, he doesn't.
And so, but that farmers markets in general are coming back, which is always exciting.
That, well, it's a sure sign that we are heading in the right direction.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no, I don't know if there's anything in the forecast. There's some rain in the forecast, but nothing that looks like it's really below, like, at least in southeast Wisconsin. It looks like it's going to be at least in the 60s.
Hey, we'll take
for
it.
For a while, for at least the 10-day forecast, which is
perfect.
Perfect. I'm so ready for it to be warm. All right. So on the flip side, you know, we want to celebrate bipartisanship when it happens. And so this week, lawmakers introduced election bills intended to tone down the rhetoric. And I think it's worth at least addressing that there is some bipartisanship on this issue.
And remarkably.
I think it's stuff that it's good. So their bills are still being drafted, but they were released this week, and they would address a range of issues raised since the 2020 election. More could come this fall that could be aimed at state voter rolls. But at least the first one, which I think is incredibly, incredibly important, is protecting local election officials.
Absolutely.
So it would prevent the public from accessing records containing personal identification information.
Like their address?
Mm-hmm. Of election officials or election registrant officials. So it'd be basically they could get their name, city, and state of residence, but not like actual address.
Good.
It would also, and I think this is important, make it a class one felony, which entails a fine of up to $10,000 or imprisonment of up to 3.5 years to intentionally cause bodily harm to an election official.
Good. Even better.
Which I think is, yes.
Those poor people have been working in the background for decades and decades and decades doing a great job until all of this falsity about fraud and put them with targets on their backs. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and then finally, that bill would also provide whistleblower protections for officials who witness and report election fraud or irregularities. And it would also prohibit entitles from discharging, disciplining, or demoting election officials who report or witness election fraud or irregularities.
Hey.
And so, seems like a good start.
It does.
The next one is cost for special elections. Another bill would require the WEC, also known as the Wisconsin Elections Commission, to reimburse counties and municipalities for certain costs incurred in the administration of special primaries and special elections for the offices of governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, state treasurer, attorney general, superintendent of the public. So basically the statewide.
The big ones.
The big ones. And so that's interesting because have we had many special elections for statewide office?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Obviously, there was the recall.
Right.
But I think of the special election we had for mayor when Chevy Johnson got elected. But I think it's been a while since the special election for the big offices.
But the issue is that the local municipalities are on the hook for paying for these, right?
Yep. But yeah, and so there's a handful of other ones, like polling place closures. We'll put this in today's show notes to look a bit a little further. But I think that first one is what I think is very important.
Absolutely.
As far as protecting the people who are just doing their jobs. All right. Well, we aren't going to go to a break, but let's prime the pump for people who want to win 4 tickets. We're going to give it all in one caboodle.
One shot. All 4.
All 4 tickets in the next segment. And the question is, what memorabilia is currently being auctioned on eBay? But Brewers memorabilia
specifically
is being auctioned on eBay. And bonus points if you can tell us how much the asking price is. So 844-967-2789.
The tickets are for Sunday.
No, the tickets are for Monday.
The tickets are for Monday.
The tickets are for Monday, 6:40 p.m. Monday night, May 8th against the Dodgers. And obviously, as always, we are giving these tickets because of Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew station, WISS Oshkosh Air Support throughout the Fox Valley, as well as WRCE News from the center in Richland Center. So give us a call, 844-967-2789 if you want to win tickets, 4 tickets for Monday night's game at American Family Field, 844-967-2789. What memorabilia is being sold on eBay? Bonus points if you can tell me how much they are asking for it.
Good news.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A community prayer service was held for the victims of Saturday's deadly mall shooting in Allen, Texas. Mayor-elect Bayne Brooks.
I was with several people when we got the notification, and we just stopped and prayed.
And I think prayer is going to be what we're going to need to get go forward.
A driver ran into pedestrians at a bus stop outside a migrant shelter in South Texas, killing 8. CBS's Nicole Skenga.
This incident comes just days after Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visited this border community ahead of the lifting of Title 42 and the anticipated rise in migrant arrivals.
The June 1st deadline to raise the nation's debt ceiling and avert a harmful default is nearing. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made this appeal to House Republicans.
I'm here to warn and make the case for House Republicans to do what has been done before under Trump and under Biden. Pass a clean debt ceiling.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
And work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Happy Friday. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. It's also Cinco de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Mayo.
So we will talk more about that because that feels obligatory as far as it is not Mexico's Independence Day.
No, it is not.
It is not.
And we've been celebrating it long enough that
people should know that. But regardless, I feel like that is worth repeating.
Well, yes. Hey, learning is an ongoing process, Kristen.
And sometimes, apparently, you have to hear something at least 7 times before it sticks in your brain.
I would buy that.
All right. Well, we are giving away Brewers tickets for Monday night against the Dodgers. The game is at 6:40 p.m. We are giving away 4 tickets.
Family 4-pack. All 4.
And I will say, I got to see the tickets when I was at the game last weekend. And they are nice.
They're good
they
seats.
They are good seats. They are on the club level. So you don't have to deal with as many lines when you're going out and getting a drink. It is in section, if you know the stadium well enough, it's in section 336, rows 2 and 3. They are not shabby. So you should want these tickets. And so we have these, obviously, because you can always listen to the Brewers game, whether it's a home game or an away game, on Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew station, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, which is throughout the Fox Valley. You can also listen to them on WRCE, News from the Center in Richland Center, which if you're not in those
markets,
you can also download the Civic Media app.
So easy.
And then just take it with you. All you have to do is go to your app store, type in Civic Media, it'll pop up. And then you get all of the different stations. All over the state. So if there's a different show on a different station, or if you're traveling, you're going up north, you can always take us with you wherever you go. So our question, our trivia question to win these tickets, and we talked about it yesterday with Mr. Paul Noonan.
Yes.
And I had found it because Paul had actually posted it on Twitter. And now I've seen it a few more times across different articles that have been written about it, but there is some really great vintage memorabilia, Brewers memorabilia, that is being auctioned on eBay currently. And we have our first caller.
We do. We have Steve from Milwaukee is on the line. Hey, Steve, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. So do you think you know? Did you listen to the show? Would you know from yesterday? Or are you guessing because you've seen it somewhere else?
I usually catch Paul's appearances.
Oh.
Excellent.
Great. Well, that's a good reason to keep bringing him back. And, all right. So what is currently being auctioned off on eBay?
Is it the old racing sausages?
Ding, 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 ding.
Well done, Steve. Bravo.
Bonus points. You get the tickets, but any bonus points for, do you know how much they're asking for them?
Oh, that I don't know.
That's okay. You still get the tickets, but it's
I don't have eBay up right now to check it. So.
$25,000, which I don't
Holy
have laying
cow.
Around. Yeah. I feel like some kind of museum needs to buy those. I mean, unless there's a collector who is just... I want to know who currently has them and is like, well, my wife
is
making
time.
Me get rid of these.
It's time. I've had them all these years, and it's time to let them go.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Steve. Thank
Don't
you
hang
for
up,
listening.
Steve.
Don't hang up. Jane's going to get your information. But thanks for being a listener. I hope you have fun. Take a picture and tag Civic Media when you get there.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Thanks so much. So that'll be, yeah, that we were talking about that yesterday. I've seen a couple more. I don't know if Journal Sentinel wrote it up, but I had originally seen it on Paul's Twitter account. And I have so many more questions about the fact of, like, who had this whole time? And what is the cause that they're finally like, well, I have to part ways with these foam racing sausages. I wonder what they smell like. Probably not good. But I want to tip my hat... Just because this caught my eye this morning, this is on WPR, and as we continue to talk about nobody wants to work anymore, and the different bills that continue to be introduced in the legislature around trying to stir the labor force and, you know, get people back to work. Despite the fact that we have such a low unemployment rate, but regardless, they still want to let 14-year-olds serve alcohol. They want to cut unemployment. They want to cut Medicaid and Mower Badger Care. But turns out Wisconsin's prime working age labor force, so people 25 through 54, the labor participation rate of that age group in Wisconsin is among the highest in the nation. So
isn't that something?
Isn't that something? As far as the prime age people that are working, want to be working, are working, at least comparatively to the rest of the country.
Yep.
And every other state, And I think this goes back to what a lot of us know is like Wisconsinites are hard workers.
We have a really good work ethic.
And so this, again, flies in the face of, it's just another data point along with the unemployment rate as far as like, we just need more people. Because the other thing that this points out in the article is our lowering participation rate is because people are getting older.
And retiring.
And at a faster, that is the other thing that in Wisconsin, we're aging faster than the national rate. And so as far as people who are of working age working, that is true. But we are... have a lot of old people.
We're getting older, and we're getting older quicker.
There's nothing wrong with that, except, as you can attest, you want to retire soon.
Well,
you're not going to be doing this 10 years from now.
Good God, no. As much as I love working with you, and I really do, and I, you know how I love civic media, I'm 63. I've been doing this for 42 years, and I wouldn't mind cutting back on my hours a little bit.
Yeah.
And then ultimately retiring. You know, we're told that your gold, what happened to the golden years where everything is supposed to be wonderful and ducky and you work all your life so you can get to this point and you can enjoy the fruits of your labors.
Totally.
Right.
And so I'm not saying older people need to keep working. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Wisconsin having an aging population, but I am saying that by continuing to try to get juice out of the handful of people who are not necessarily in the labor force to ease the labor shortage is not a winning strategy.
No.
Like, we need to be able to attract more people to move here. And that's a different debate of different policies and different incentives that do that. We can talk about taxes. We can talk about how we get companies here. We can also talk about some of the more social elements that would make Wisconsin a popular place, whether it's schools or transportation or affordable housing. There's a lot of different stuff, but it's not making it harder to get unemployment. It's not ignoring the childcare problem. Because the truth is, this report shows people are working in this state if they can.
I thought we were all lazy scumbags who just don't want to work. And we just want to sit around and collect unemployment, Kristen.
I mean, that's what Tim Michaels thought.
Right? We're just lazy.
We created a class of laziness.
Right. We just want to lay in the hammock and then take a nap.
And then take the hammock down in the winter. But
yeah, well, yes, because we're good Wisconsin. We're lazy, but we're conscious.
But I just thought that was worth addressing, that we are comparatively doing all right compared to other states. We have a very high labor participation rate of working age people.
And I think it also highlights the need for immigrants.
Yes.
And, you know, our big agricultural section of the economy in Wisconsin is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they need immigrants to work in the fields and on the farms.
Well, I mean, just in general, I think as I say this as a pregnant person, you know, even increasing the birth rate, that's not necessarily helping us within the next 10 years of the, you know, 130,000 people that we're going to lose. Because, yeah, if Wisconsin doesn't improve efforts to attract and retain young people, its working age population could shrink by 130,000
wow.
people by the end of this decade. So that's not even 10 years from now. That's 7 years from now.
Wow.
And that was according to Forward Analytics. And so they're trying to solve the wrong problem. And there's just more and more data that shows it's not that people aren't working. It's that we need more people.
One could almost surmise that that was an inaccurate portrayal of Wisconsinites, and claiming that we're lazy, just laying around waiting to get our unemployment checks, was merely a ploy to get people to come out to the polls at the election that was last month.
Well, and it plays on a trope, right? It's the same reason. It's interesting because I feel like when you look at the non-binding referendum, when it came to should people who are collecting unemployment or getting welfare have to be searching for work, that past, quote unquote past, even though it didn't necessarily change, it didn't change anything overwhelmingly. But there was not a ton of discussion of like, why? You know, Glenn Grothman decided to just claim that as a victory that Wisconsin still is super Republican. But it's like, on the one hand, if that's already what's happening, and it's like an ideological question versus actually asking what should change about the law, because there is nothing that would change about the law, really, in the way that that question was asked. But it just plays on this idea that's been happening since, what, the 80s? That anyone who is getting help, despite the fact that most people who receive SNAP benefits or food stamps or a lot of it, are working. So, one person who probably will not need food stamps, but is out of a job. Bye-bye, Bud.
Yeah, Coach Bud is out as head of the Bucks.
Yeah. Head coach. And it's interesting because I feel like the calls to fire him under the collapse of losing two games in a row after having a 16-point lead against the Heat, at least the knee-jerk reaction across social media was fire Bud, fire Bud, fire Bud. Then we found out that his brother died.
Yep.
Like right before game four. And now I feel like I see a bunch of gratefulness of, you know, what he was able to do for the Bucks and the winning seasons that we had. We obviously won a championship 2 years ago.
For the first time in decades.
Yeah, for the first time in 50 years. And so now I feel like after there was so much...
Calling for his head.
Yeah, calling for his head. Now that it's actually happened, it's a little like, well, are we being a little too rash? Like, he just won 2 years ago. I think on Todd's show this morning, it was like, are we expecting perfection? And the truth is, you really can only win. Only one team wins every year. And like anything, like all of the drama, whenever we try to interpret what's happening at the Packers, like there could have been more internal stuff that was happening as far as relationships and decisions and stuff. But I'm sure he'll end up on his feet.
Do you think he'll land somewhere else? Somebody else
probably
will pick him up?
I mean, he is a good coach. As far as like I can understand... Like, we came out of the regular season the most winning team. And so, clearly, he knows what he's doing to a certain extent. Now, there's criticisms as far as, is he a good playoffs coach? Can he make adjustments as quickly as you need to during the playoffs? Because that was a critique even during the year that we won. So, I don't know. I mean, but it was interesting to see, at least on my timelines, the rhetoric change from "we got to get rid of this guy."
He's terrible.
To "aw, he's gone." Like, did we really have to do that? But like, thanks, Bud. Thanks for the memories, Bud.
Should we have broken up so soon?
All right. When we come back, we will do our weekly headline quiz. Play along with us and stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 54 today under cloudy skies with isolated thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Lows around 47. Highs around 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Turning warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are rounding out hour one of our 3 hours on this Friday. I am very excited for the weekend.
Yes.
I would say now that we've made the announcement about the baby, I can be more honest with, I have been so tired by every Friday. I have not, every week is just like, oh God, I can't wait to just not have to think about what news story I should talk about next and just have 48 hours of chilling. And so
a little rest,
but talking about news stories, let's do our weekly quiz that we get from the Morning Brew on, just the headlines of the week.
How we kept up with stuff.
How much we were paying attention. And this may be something that eventually we create for Wisconsin and take Wisconsin headlines and see how closely everyone's paying attention. But for now, we kindly rip off Morning Brew.
Borrow.
And I do recommend, it's probably my favorite daily news, like, aggregator of the headlines and stuff. They're really smart writing. They make it very entertaining. So that's my plug for Morning Brew. But all right, let's start with, which restaurant chain is Olive Garden owner Darden Restaurants acquiring for $715 million? Mm. A, Texas Roadhouse. B, Fogo de Chão Brazilian Steakhouse. C, Outback Steakhouse. D, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Boy, I have no idea. I will go with the first one.
All right. Texas Roadhouse. I feel like I'm just going to let you answer.
Oh, all right. Hang me out alone.
Well, I feel like because it's if I answer and then should this be a group effort or should we? Because half the time I feel like I know these because I read Morning Brew every day.
Well, that does give you a slight advantage.
Gives me a little slight advantage.
Perhaps. But. Okay, I'll do it.
All right, you'll do it. Yeah. All right, number two. What device is the NYPD handing out to some residents in an effort to curb car thefts?
Oh, this is great.
A, the club wheel lock. B, a mini mag light. C, Apple AirTags. D, Birdie safety alarm.
It is C.
It is, okay. Yep.
We talked about this.
Good guess. Number three, which late fashion designer's legacy was honored at this year's Met Gala theme? A, Oscar de la Renta. B, Karl Lagerfeld. C, Alexander McQueen. D, I always say this wrong. Yves Saint Laurent.
It was Carl. Carl said some really not nice things.
And
a lot of years.
We didn't really talk about it because I feel like I care about the Met about as much as I care about tomorrow's coronation.
Fair enough.
Which is like, I looked at some of the outfits.
Yeah.
I'll probably haphazardly, through osmosis, collect what happens tomorrow. But as far as, I have no plans on watching it. Do you?
Oh, good God, no.
Because Paul doesn't care.
No.
No.
Paul, my husband is English. He is not a fan of Charles.
Yeah. And I just, I mean, even the, like the wedding, the past weddings and stuff, I've just always been like, I don't really care.
You know, we went to war with them.
Yeah.
Because about the whole monarchy thing. But
about this specific thing.
Yeah, it's interesting.
We did not want to be ruled by them anymore.
Mm.
But anyways, number four, fill in the blank. According to a nature study, for the first time ever, scientists have seen a star devour A, piece of satellite debris.
Ooh.
B, asteroid. C, planet. D, gyro.
I'm going with planet.
I did not read that one.
Something is familiar there. I heard something about it, but I'm taking a complete guess.
Okay. Which Broadway show got the most 2023 Tony nominations? Every time the Tony nominations come out, it makes me want to go back to New York.
To see shows?
Just to be able to see shows.
I have a friend who does that almost every year. He takes a spring trip to the Big Apple and sees like seven shows over the course of 5 days. And yeah, he's way into it.
Yeah. All right. A, Sun Like It Hot. B, Kimberly Akimbo. C, Leopoldstad. D, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. I did not know that was back on Broadway.
And I think it just got back on Broadway.
Did it really?
A.
All right. Let's see. How do you think? How do you feel?
I feel not good. I am not feeling positive about this one.
You get 4 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one did I get wrong?
Darden is acquiring Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Okay, that's I got that.
I think
wrong.
That's the one you wrote. Yeah. I did read about that. As far as it's funny to think about the owners of Olive Garden also owning Ruth's Chris. It's a little different, but
slightly.
And then the NYPD is giving Apple AirTags to some residents.
Like 500 of them.
Which is definitely, first of all, not enough. And also, I feel like it's also kind of, forgive me, but, you know, it's kind of the argument that, like, police don't prevent crime. They typically show up after a crime's already been done. And so it just feels like a metaphor for that. It's like, well, here's the AirTag so you can find your car after it was stolen.
And likely trash.
And likely not, you know, functional anymore.
They didn't park it somewhere nice.
Anyways, the Met Gala's theme honored Karl Lagerfeld's legacy. Yeah, he was, there's a lot of people who
were not
boycotted
happy.
It yep. entirely because of kind of how the controversial things he said over his career. But I think that was, at least some of the stuff that I read, that was also by design because Anna Wintour wanted people talking.
She got her wish.
She got her wish.
I just find it interesting that men who have criticisms like that about other women or about women think that they're so gorgeous. I don't know, Carl. You were okay.
God, I saw, we have 2 minutes left. All right. Tell me to come back to a Michelle Wolf joke.
All right.
Scientists saw a star devour a planet for the first time. I have to go look that up. And then Sun Like It Hot got the most 2023 Tony nominations.
Wow, that was a complete stab in the dark.
I think I had seen that one, and I didn't know that was on Broadway.
Well, enjoy it while you can, folks, because the touring company is not going to be able to go to a whole bunch of states because it can't do drag anymore.
Oh, is there drag in that show?
Some Like It Hot?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Jeez. That's a really good point. What happens as far as when it's part of a show?
Naughty.
All right. Anyways, there's a, I came across Michelle Wolf, who's a comedian, joke about how straight women and why we became like the idiocracy of us becoming friends with gay men instead of lesbians. She's like, we would have been friends with lesbians. It's like, hey, come with us. We learned how to build a functional society. And instead, we befriended gay men who were like, you're ugly. And it's like, I like him because he's mean to me in a different way. And I immediately sent that to my gay best friend. So, all right, when we come back, State Senator Kelly Royce will be here, and we're going to talk about more what's going on with the budget since she sits on the Joint Finance Committee. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
As
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
More like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.